All right, welcome back everyone, and we're continuing on with the cellular neogenesis of the entire digestive system. Yahoo! And I'm just going to take that little break sign down. So just keep pumping, and I will check in here and see where we're at. One moment. There we are. Time I didn't make the screen disappear. Oh, it disappeared again. Huh. How odd. Okay. I won't touch anything. Very wonderful. And thank you so much, Renee, for just letting me know how energized and full of hope you are. And Jyoti, I understand about wanting to keep your gallbladder. So... we're working on it. Okay, and I see that, let's see, six people are left on getting to 100% on the digestion. So we'll just keep pumping. But many of the students, over half of you, are at 100% with this part of cellular neogenesis. There we go. Sorry, my chat box had disappeared. Okay, it looks like there's some comments here. My mom and my aunt, colon cancer, cleared cancer DNA. Do I have to do something more about it? Probably not, because we're working on the colon right now. So that should, oops. Sorry, my chat box went away for a moment here. I see Vanya is asking, we've cleared cancer DNA, and she had the colon cancer in the family. And does she have colon cancer DNA in her body? Does she have cancer DNA in her body? Does she have colon issues already in her body? Yes. And are they clearing with this activation? Yes. So it looked like you already had some stuff going on in your colon, and it looks like it's clearing and we're making a new colon for you, but you didn't have cancer DNA, but you already had some patterns going in there, so is there already something up in your colon? And Pilates pumping to get through it all. Yay, thank you. Okay. Going to add something here to our list with bloodline. Sometimes with bloodline, you can also just make an agreement with yourself to suffer. Definitely under bloodlines. For example, when I was 11, I was kind of the slave of the house, and I decided rather than to be indignant about it, I was washing all the toilets and the bathrooms for 7 people and the basement floor every week and cleaning the closets and doing all the dishes, making sure my brothers and sisters were okay, cleaning up after them. I remember being on the floor, washing the floor, the toilet, and the bathroom floor, which was dirty because the boys used the downstairs, and being kind of repulsed, and then making an agreement that I would do this, I would live in this lowly way, something like that, where it was just like this strong, like, how I'm going to get through it is I'm going to agree to it rather than to fight it or to be indignant about it. So then now, later in life, I could remove that, which I have, but you can remove those kind of agreements of, oh, I'm never going to be beyond 80% because that's what my family has for me, or I'm never going to be beyond 30% well because that's what my family has in store for me, or that's what they want for me. So I'm going to just agree to it to survive this. And you can change that at any point. You don't have to keep it, but you have to be aware of it to change it. And for people who have that agreement about digestion or any issues, everybody on the call has that on some level somewhere. So how well you can get. So we can get you to 100%, but then how much can you experience it? And you can experience it like 60% is what I'm getting. So let's go ahead and That just really came clear just now, just came in. So another new piece of the puzzle. So let's go ahead and clear that too. As we're doing the cellular neogenesis, let's also do this aspect of the a bloodline, which is making agreement with self to suffer, to have lower function, to accommodate what the family feels about you. If that makes sense to everybody, we'll clear that too. Let's see, and so all of you have it, so let's see. I have released more than I can put into words right now. It's amazing. I feel reborn, Elizabeth. Fantastic. Vanya, yay, thank you, Julie and all. Elizabeth, oh, I might have some of those, not cleaning part through. Okay, and this new piece is relating to digestion and everything, Elise. Digestion and everything. And Elizabeth, thank you. Yeah. So if you're clearing digestion, and you've had your digestion cleared, which Elise has, and it has gone to 100% or hasn't held at 100%, even though it's been cleared to 100%, it's had the time to regenerate, then this would be another thing. Did you make an agreement with yourself based on your bloodline? Based on your family, what your family expected or wanted of you, so that you could comply and you wouldn't outshine or outlive your family bloodline. So you would have had to make that agreement, and that agreement is not with any dark source. That is an agreement you've made with yourself. Okay, Vanya, that's very interesting. So what we're doing is we're clearing. And by the way, if you've ever been diagnosed with an illness, including cancer or tumors or whatever, you're addressing the illness with, well, like you would a spiritual parasite. And you can muscle test on whether the pump, the chopping, the two-handed chopping, or the doorknob would be the method to remove, because that's what we do with infections, too. So infections, too. Yes, I agreed to be the angel to make it more peaceful. Okay, Elizabeth, that might tie you into, you know, not having a real solid physical life or not having a lot of money because you were always going to be dealing with the emotional challenges of the family. Paula, I used to be a bit overweight, so I would look like my parents who were fat. Does this clear that pattern too? That particular clearing, you could work on that issue. Like right now we're working on the issue of digestion, but yes, you could, that would be something that you might want to try out, you know, because that would be, that's exactly where that would fit in. There probably are other factors too. What I've always found is there's like curses or black magic or soul contracts or, you know, there's other stuff involved, emotions. But this particular one that shows up in Bloodline, it's very powerful. I think it's going to really help. Oh, I get it, Elizabeth. Not the cleaning part, though. Yeah. Well, you know, you can go through a rebellious time, too. It's funny because I had a period after I got married and I was overwhelmed. I had three babies right away and I didn't clean my house. So after cleaning house for so many years, and, you know, cleaning up after everybody, I wouldn't wash dishes for a couple weeks, so there'd be dishes stacked to the ceiling. When I got on my own, I started really caring about it more. I think the dysfunctional family and the abusive husband who drank 36 beers in one night all the time was more than my little essence could tolerate back then. I'm back to clean. I like it clean. If you could, would you speak more about removing infections? This is one of my things I'm looking to improve in my practice with children. Thank you. And that is from Jyoti. Well, it's exactly what I said. You just muscle test and identify the infections. You can clear from amplification down to bloodline. But you don't actually regenerate an infection. You clear it. So you clear it like a spiritual parasite. And you might also see that there are spiritual parasites that help the infection continue to stay. At one point, I had tested myself many years ago when I was just learning about how all this worked, that I had 27 infections in me. So little low-grade, you can ask for. And by the way, we do go into this quite deeply in the Ruby level, talking about infections and things. So it's fungal and yeast and bacterial and viral, and then this thing called mycoplasms, which is neither yeast, virus, bacterial. And so then you can test. I've had incredible success with removing infections, so much so that I've removed HIV, herpes many times, Lyme's, hepatitis, thinking about infections that people come for, all kinds of nasty digestive infections. So fungal infections, yeast infections, bacterial infections, they're all clearable. And infections aren't cleared in the first clearing. They're cleared over the course of anywhere from 3 to 7 clearings. It's really interesting because it's really your, you know, where you could maybe remove a spiritual parasite instantaneously, the body will read at zero, and then you'll test and say, when should I clear it again? And it might say 2 days or 10 days. And then you come back, and you get a percentage that still is there, and you clear it again to zero. And then you test how many days, and then you go back again on the day that you're supposed to go back and clear it again. And so that is how infections are cleared. They're cleared with a consistent removing the infection until it doesn't exist in physical form anymore. But very, very doable. It's a different process where we're clearing a lot of the stuff that we're clearing permanently once and for all. And with infections, you clear it once and for all, but you do it in multiple sessions. Lyme's is kind of an interesting one, and I think that so much falls apart when people have had Lyme's for a long time. It's very parasitical-like, and seems to just take more sessions. And the person has to regain their confidence in themselves and regain their love for themselves and really kind of sort things out, tidy things up in their life. It's like a whole transformation. And, you know, typically they need 3 to 6 months if they've had Lyme disease for a while. They need a little time to sort everything out and put life in order and straighten it out. And to really not be tempted to go back to the way it was because they were used to the way it was. So, again, the way to remove infections would be the chopping, the pumping, or the doorknob. Chopping, pumping, doorknob. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't say many times. I said anywhere from 3 to 7 times. And thank you very much. Do we restructure neogenes with the immune systems? Well, there's one immune system. I'll bet those are a little bit of typos there. You can, and we do, I think we do it in the Ruby class, the immune system. We do some of the systems. So you could do cellular neogenesis on the immune system. That would be excellent. The thymus is the main gland that you are regenerating because that is the one that provides the T cells that are going to eliminate the infections. So, yeah, you could do that too. You could do that simultaneously. So when I say 3 to 7 times, that's not many times. I mean, like, you could have a situation where you repeated a clearing 20 or 30 times. I hope not. But you need to test. And it's based on how much you practice. And so, you know, so it's kind of supply and demand. The more you practice, the stronger your clearings are. So what would take me... 3 sessions to clear, say, herpes. If I cleared herpes in 3 sessions, can I do that? Yes. I can probably do it in 2, sometimes 3. I'd like to do it in 3 sessions, though. And then how long would it take one of you students who's new at this? Probably 7 sessions. So... just understand that there's, you know, that you can test anything. You can muscle test and say, when do we need to do this again? And you can give an approximate. It looks like it's going to take 7 clearings to clear this, but it'll be gone once and for all when we clear it. And then do all the clearings from amplification to bloodline before you very specifically work on the issue. And then you could do other things like rebooting the immune system. You could do that. You could restore the areas that are infected. You could do cellular neogenesis. Say there's a chronic bladder infection. You could do cellular neogenesis in that area. Oh, that's okay, Josie. We're getting it. We're figuring it out. I'm number one on typos, so as if sometimes if the typos are so many, I can't figure out what the question is. But you have like four or five typos in a question, I usually can figure it out. Okay, let's go back to our PowerPoint and see where we're at now. We were continuing on. We did that clearing just to pick it up, but let's see. On cellular neogenesis. Oh, interesting. I rubbed my nose in front of you guys. You didn't see it, did you? No. I think when I put that on the screen, that is up, and it's not. It's just on my screen. There we go. Now I'm going to rub my nose, and you're not going to see me rub my nose. Okay, cellular neogenesis, and how far are we now? 100% for all participants. Okay, good. So all of the digestion has gone to 100%. Now, the next step would be, hang on, we're going to pull this up. Activate the light of the cell for mirroring. And actually, let's just pull all of this, these two rather, to this slide here. Okay, so here would be the next steps. So we did the pump, quantum pump. Quantum pump to stimulate the blueprint, which is what we did. And we're going to now activate the light of the cell for mirroring. So in general, we wouldn't separate like these parts. I want you to know that these are parts of cell regeneration. So we've actually separated them, so we need to do this. So we're activating the light of the cell for mirroring, but in general, you could just do cellular neogenesis to zero. I mean, you could get it to 100%. And that would include this, the light of the cell mirroring, and then, you know, activating the mitochondria for a cascade of new cell growth. So that would be... And it's going really fast. We're about 80% complete on this. It's going really quickly. Okay. Thank you for the explanation. So helpful. You're welcome. Okay, we're at 100%. So what we are going to do next, we're just going to review here. So what we do in a quantum activation, let's just put that down there that that's what we're doing. How to approach a quantum activation. That's funny. Okay, come on. Okay, well, we'll just drop this down then. So the first thing that you do is you identify what you're working on. So identify what you're working on. What the issues are, and also identify where in the different fields, what you're going to clear in the different fields. Okay, and then the next step, so that would be step one. And then step two is clear. So you're removing all the problem energy. Removing all programs and problem energy. So that would be step two, which is that whole list that we go through with the amplification and perception, emotions, and DNA. And then the next step, after you've cleared all the problem energy, and that could also include, so it includes the list and spiritual parasites if that is a factor. Okay, and then, my hand is so full of energy right now. So let's get back to the list. And then step three is to rejuvenate, regenerate. So that would include cellular neogenesis. And then step four, rest. There we go. Yay. Okay, so rest, nourish or sustain, and find balance. And that would be how you would approach any process or any problem, any issue that you want to bring into a better state. That would be how you'd approach it. Okay, I'm sure there's questions now. Fantastic, Alex. And I have to continue Pilates pumping the next month to keep my abs in shape. That's really cute. Okay, so you're going to have this, so you'll know how to approach the quantum activation and what you'll need to do to, you know, create that shift for yourself. And you'll have all the step-by-steps in digestion. And what I'm thinking would be perfect is, why don't we take a very short, like a five-minute break, and we'll come back and we'll work on the sex organs next. So we'll just take a break for 5 minutes. It's 8 after. We'll come back at 13 after.